Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Kehilim, Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Daled Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnah is being learned by Chosan Sabas Rachel, Shishi B'Zecher Avin Yosef Kohagon, Bikarav Mamish. And we're going to be discussing metal Kehilim that broke, and whether or not they still retain their din of Kehilim, thereby being able to Mekabel Tomo. So the Mishnah tells us, Magrefa, a shovel, this is meant for shoveling coals out of an oven, Shinitel Kappa, that the shovel part was removed. The handle's still there, but there's no shovel. Tameya, it's still giving Mekabel Tomo, B'nei Shikah Kurnas, because it's like a hammer. It has like a heavy metal ball at the end of it, and so it still could be used as a hammer. If you're a mayor, that's our mayor's opinion. Whereas with Chametarin, the Chum say it can't be Mekabel Tomo anymore because the main purpose is to be used as a shovel, and it can't be used as a shovel anymore. More discussions. Megera saw Shenitul Shineha Achas Meintayim, that every other tooth of the saw was removed. Tahira can't be Mekabel Tomo anymore because you can't use it as a saw. However, Nishtar Ba Maloi Hasit B'Makam Echad, if a Maloi Hasit, which is a space in between the first two fingers, the index and the middle finger, when they're spread apart, if that amount of space on the saw is remaining, that it has all of its teeth, those haven't been removed, so Tomeya Akum Mekabel Tomo because it's still able to be used. More metal Kalim, Hamatzad, which is some sort of kli meant for chopping wood, Ismail, a small knife, which is often translated as a scalpel, Vamafsalis, this is a metal blade fixed into a piece of wood used for smoothing down wood, it's often translated as a plane, plane, Vamagdeach, and a hand drill, Shenifkamu, if they got ruined, broken, cracked, something like that, Temeim, they still are able to Mekabel Tomo because they're still able to be used. However, Nitel Chisuman, if their Chisum was removed, this is basically a piece of hardened iron or metal that was added onto blades of knives and axes and the like, and that's where most of the chopping took place because it was a special hardened piece of metal. If that was removed, Tahirin, they're not Mekabel Tomo anymore because they're not really able to chop wood. Now, Vakulin, with all these Kalim, Shenechkul Shnayim, if they got broken into two, Temeim, they still are Mekabel Tomo because they still could be used. Chosman Amakdeach, except for the hand drill, if it got broken into two, you're not able to use it anymore because the top part, which is the handle that's meant for spinning the drill, if that's not connected to the drill part, to the bit, so then you're not able to use it. Lastly, Vareikni Bifnei Atzma Tahira, the Reikni itself, this is the wooden block of the Mafsalis that we mentioned before, the plane, if that's by itself, meaning it doesn't have the blade attached to it, it's not Mekabel Tomo because it's just a plain piece of wood and it's not usable anymore. On to Mishnah Hey, Machat, what about a needle? Shenitel Charira, Oy Ukta, either its eye, meaning that's the place where you put the thread through, if that was removed, or the Uketz, the point of the needle was removed, Tahira, it's not Mekabel Tomo anymore because it can't be used. However, in Meskina Lemituach, if he retrofitted it or now he's able to use it for Mituach, which is basically when they were weaving, so in order to stretch out and pull down and smooth out the various parts of the weaved cloth, and the needle could still be used for that, Tameya, it is able to Mekabel Tomo because it doesn't need a sharp end or an eye. What about the following? Shel Sakayin, a special needle which was very large, it was used by people who would make sacks. Sakayin means sack makers. Shenitel Charira, if its eye was removed, Tameya, it's still Mekabel Tomo. That's because he could still write with it. He could use it as an etching stylus on wax tablet or something like that, and so it's still able to be used. However, Nitel Uktsa, if the point was removed, Tahira, it's not Mekabel Tomo. What about the following? Shel Mituach, this needle that's designed for Mituach, for this weave to be able to pull down and stretch out the ends. Benkach or Benkach Tameya, either which way it's Mekabel Tomo. That's because, as we learned at the beginning of the Mishnah, it doesn't need to have an eye or a point in order to be able to be used. Now, Machat Shel Sechaluda, what about a needle that became rusty? So, Ima Kevzes Atfira, if that prevents sewing properly, you're trying to thread the needle through the garment and you're not able to sew because it's rusty, Tahira, so it's not Mekabel Tomo anymore. Vim Lav, if not, if the rust doesn't prevent being used, Tameya, so it's still Mekabel Tomo. On to another kli, Tsinaira, what about a fork? This is basically some sort of fork that's used for turning over meat that's cooking or roasting. Shepshata, if the tines, which are usually bent, are now straightened out, Pshata means they were straightened out, Tahira, so now it's Tahar because it can't be used. Har Kfafa, if they were once again bent, Chazul Tomasa, and that goes back to being Tameh. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up on Mishnah Vav and Zayin, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.